Effective Living with Reverend Henry Hubert. May you be blessed as you listen. Now, the message. Lord, you made
I want to teach on gaining advantage by prophecy. Gaining advantage by prophecy. Amen. I decided to teach about this because I've been studying from Acts 13. And if you study all that we learned, you will see a critical feature there, and that is prophecy. The Bible says that the prophets and teachers were worshiping, if you remember in Acts 13 last month, and the Bible said the Spirit began to speak, and the Spirit said, "Separate for me Saul and Barnabas for the work I have called them to do." I kept wondering throughout the month what would have happened if that church was a church that never hears God's voice. Hallelujah. It matters a lot which church you go. All churches are not the same. Amen. So we are worshiping God. Yes, we are worshiping God, but we are not experiencing the same thing. Saul's life would have been stuck if not for the kind of church he found himself in that knew how to manage and handle prophecy properly. So I thought it was important for us as a church to study on this subject more so that, you know, as a church, we begin to know how to properly locate the subject of prophecy in the success and the progress of people. Amen. So what is prophecy? Prophecy is the verbal expression of God's intended purposes. So it is something that have to be verbalized. You know, God doesn't want his intentions to be remain on his mind. You know, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 said, "I know the thoughts I am thinking towards you." So what is God thinking about me? What is he thinking about this church? You know, God will always want to express verbally whatever he's thinking about you and me. Amen. So it is the verbal expression. Hallelujah. And this expression could be about an individual or it could be about a group of people. So prophecy is in two levels. Individual prophecy. We call it personal prophecy. Everybody say personal prophecy. Personal prophecy, God comes to you and talks to you about you as an individual. How many of you believe God has a purpose for your life? Let me see. Now, I want you to know that it is not enough to say God has a purpose for your life. Hallelujah. You also have to know that purpose. And the process by which you get to know his purpose is that he has to speak to you about it. Amen. So when he speaks to you about you, we call it personal prophecy. And I want to suggest that it is better for God to talk to you about you than for him to talk to you about others. You know, there are people who are masters at seeing things about people, but they never see anything about themselves. What a shock. Hallelujah. You have to see more about yourself. You have to hear what God has to say about you. Another group of people that is also not do the right thing are people who are always listening to what other people are saying about them, but they are never listening to what God wants to say about them. I want you to know that it's okay for people to talk about you, but that will never, ever determine your destiny. What people can say anything about you? They can say you are useless. You can say you are good for nothing. You can say you are horrible. But listen, what will take you to the next level is what Jehovah is saying about you. Amen. Amen. What he's saying about you, what he's saying about you, what he's saying about you is what will change the situation. It is possible to get stuck for a long time until you begin to hear him. It is possible for your life to become a trial and error. You know, life is so short. Why can't you be practicing experiments on it? You don't have much time. Just recently we had Christmas. Look at it. Christmas tree is out again. Life is moving so fast, faster than I want. I wish things would slow down a little. And before you realize, you are growing old. Just recently, you feel like, oh, I'm a young guy, you know. I have a lot of time to myself to do a lot. Before you realize, man is growing. Life is moving very fast. You can't keep, you know, living your life on trial and error. You must live your life by design and purpose. Amen. You must live your life. You can imagine Apostle Paul trying to do many things to, oh, is this God? Is this not God? Is this? No. If you are a child of God, God has a plan for your life. And that purpose, according to scripture, must become known to you. Amen. That's what we call personal prophecy. Apart from personal prophecy, we also have what we call corporate prophecy. Corporate prophecy means that God is speaking to a group of people. A group of people. For example, a church. God can speak to the church. God can speak to concerning families. So if you come from a family, sometimes God can talk to you about your family. It helps you to properly locate yourself in his ultimate plan. God can speak about organizations or company, maybe even the company you work in. God can have something to say, which will tell you whether to stay or move on. Amen? Corporate prophecy. So it's important for you to know the mind of God about everywhere you find yourself. Very important. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say that prophecy, by the definition we have, is the expression of God's intended purpose. That means something God has intended to do. Amen. Something God has purposed to do, either in your life or in somebody's life or in a particular group of people. Hallelujah. Prophecy is not going to somebody for him to tell you who is doing you. That's not prophecy. Hallelujah. You know, if you have a problem and you want to find out who is the person doing you, you understand that English? That's not prophecy. If somebody can tell you your name, that is not prophecy. Hallelujah. Because telling me my name has not changed anything, because I already know it. It doesn't mean God cannot talk to people by name. I'm going to show you some scriptures. Prophecy is not telling people what their problem is. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it's important for you to understand this, that if a man of God sees you and tells you what your problem is, which happens to be true, that is not prophecy. Amen. Prophecy is God telling you what his intended purposes are concerning your life. Amen. So there is something that we see happen in churches, in Christian gatherings, which is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 12 that the Holy Spirit can manifest in different ways. Sometimes he can manifest in what we called the word of knowledge. Word of knowledge means supernatural ability to know something that you otherwise will never have known. Hallelujah. The purpose of that manifestation is to solve a problem. Amen. So when you see Jesus knowing that Lazarus had died in the book of John chapter 11, the Bible said they came to tell him that his best friend was sick. Tell them that this sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God. 2 days later, Jesus, they did not send anybody to him again. But Jesus knew that Lazarus was dead. Look at verse 6. Now, when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Verse 7. Then after this, he said to the disciple, let us go to Judea again. Verse 8. The disciple said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you. And are you going there again? Verse 11. These things he said. And after that, he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I am going that I may wake him up. Amen. So he knew that Lazarus was dead. Hallelujah. How did he know? That's what we call the manifestation of the Spirit. We call it the word of knowledge. This is a gift of the Spirit that manifests to bring about solution to problems. Are you with me? So if a man of God knows that you have this problem and he prays for you to see a solution, that is not prophecy. Are you with me? That is a manifestation of the Spirit to solve a problem in your life. Amen. So it is not everybody who can tell your problem who is even a prophet. The fact that I know what is going on in your mind does not mean I'm a prophet. The fact that I can see into somebody's house does not mean I'm a prophet. You know, these days, the trouble we have in the church is that everybody is calling himself a prophet because we don't understand what prophetic ministry is. Hallelujah. Yeah. And that is why there's so much confusion. Amen. Yeah. That's why there's so much confusion. But prophecy is God speaking to you about his intended purpose. So you should separate the difference between a prophecy and a manifestation of the gift of the Spirit. Of course, a prophet can have the gift of word of knowledge operating. Amen? Yes. A prophet can have that gift operating. But we have to know why that gift is there to solve problems. The reason why every gift is there is to solve problems in the church. And please, the gift of the Spirit is not for pastors. It's for everybody who has the Holy Ghost. So we should have people here who have the gift of word of knowledge in the church. And some of you have it, but you don't know until I teach it. There are people here who should have the gift of prophecy. You know, these days, there are certain churches when you go, the Spirit come upon one or two people, they cry a little, say some few things. They start calling them prophets. But there's something in 1 Corinthians 12 we call the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy means the Holy Ghost in you can allow you to speak to people about God's intended purpose. That does not make you a prophet or a prophetess. Dangerous. I mean, very much confusion. There's something we call the gift of discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits. Ability to see into the spirit realm. Ability to identify spirits. It's for believers. There's something we call the gift of healing. There's something we call the gift of miracles. There's something we call the gift of faith. Hallelujah. It's all there. Amen? Yeah. There is a gift called the gift of interpretation of tongues. That means that there are people who are gifted. When somebody speaks in tongues, they can explain the meaning. And you don't have to be a pastor to do that. Once you have the Holy Ghost, these gifts can manifest in you. I just want to explain that prophecy has to do with God's what? Intended purposes concerning your life. Because you see, sometimes some of you say, go to prophetic meetings and you come back more confused because you never heard anything that has to do with God's plan concerning your life. They only told you witches are chasing you, three dwarfs are under your bed. You know, your father is a wizard, your mother is a witch, your auntie is this. So you come back and you say you went to prophetic meeting. That's not a prophetic meeting. That is another meeting. I don't know which it is, but at least it's not a prophetic meeting. Because when you go to a prophetic meeting, what happened in Acts 13 is what you should be seeing. Amen. As they worship, the Spirit began to speak about people. That Barnabas must stop pastoring the church and go out. Saul must stop, you know, being the teacher and go out there. Amen. That is it. So in a prophetic meeting, you have to be able to see things. You have come to know things about yourself that you otherwise will never have known. And I want to say this morning, there is more about you than you know. Let me say it again. There is more about your life than you know. Amen? There is more about your life than what you know. There is more about your life than what you know. Your life is bigger than what you are. Your life is much more than what you are. Your life is more than the things you see around you. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so prophecy can manifest in different forms. Amen. Let me talk about that quickly. Prophecy can come to us in different forms. How does prophecy come to us? In different forms. Amen. It can come to us through the word of God, scripture. You know, the Bible is full of promises, but which of the promises applies to you at a particular time is your prophecy. And sometimes, if you are a good student of the Bible, you spend time with the Bible, once in a while, there is a scripture that God will just drop on you like that. You try to get it off your mind, it won't go. You wake up with it, you sleep with it, you walk with it, everywhere you are, the scripture will be coming back at you. In fact, sometimes you get to a place and somebody is talking to you, just quote the same scripture at you. Amen? God can give you a prophecy through scripture. In fact, the Bible said that the word of God is the most authentic prophecy. The most authentic. The one that can never have any error. Let's read 2 Peter 1, verse 19. Can we read from verse 18? And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. This is Peter, Apostle Peter, talking about the Mount of Transfiguration. Look at verse 19. And so we have what? The prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed. The word heed means listen. As a light that shines in a dark place. So prophecy is like you are in darkness. And then they switch on the light. Say, wow! Oh, so this is what my life is about. And I've been living aimlessly, hopelessly. Hallelujah. I'm praying that this month will be a very prophetic month for you. And the Lord will speak to you. Amen? Because sometimes you can be surrounded with people who will so overwhelm you with negative talking. They make you believe that you there, you will never amount to anything. But the Bible said the prophecy, it is like a light that shines in the dark place until the day dawn and the morning star rises in your heart. Look at verse 20. Knowing this first. So when they say the prophetic word is confirmed, we don't know what he's talking about until we read the next verse. Are you understanding me? If you are studying the Bible, every question in the Bible has an answer in the same Bible. Amen. So what prophetic word was Peter talking about? He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. Why? For prophecy never came by the will of man. But what? Holy men did what? Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the prophecy of scripture was spoken by holy men who were also moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy men moved by the Holy Ghost to speak holy words. We call it the prophecy of scripture. Somebody say the prophecy of scripture. So the whole Bible is a prophetic book. Amen. And it's a book for everybody here. Every portion of scripture applies to everybody. But which verse or chapter or book applies to you at a particular time? That is prophecy. Are you with me? Very important. Very, very, very important. Amen? So you can receive prophecies through the word of God. Nobody is there. You alone, you are just reading the Bible and it jumps at you. Or you are in your prayer time, it jumps at you. So this is the word for you. Prophecy comes to us through scripture. The next prophecy also comes to us through visions and dreams. Hallelujah. Yes. Joseph dreamt and saw his future. Hallelujah. Joseph dreamt. No prophet prophesied to him that he was going to be great. He just had a dream. And that dream came from God. Acts 2 verse 17. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall what? Prophesy. Your young men shall see visions and your... Now, so it means that it is not only prophets who can see visions. Did you see it there? Yeah. That's why I see visions. I mean, I'm not a prophet, but I can see better than some of the people call themselves prophets. Praise the Lord. In fact, people call themselves prophets, they come to me to lay hands on them to see visions. Because this is the word of God. You can't start calling yourself prophet because you see vision or because once in a while when you dream it happens. So, bam, you have become prophet. You think? No, every child of God, every one of you under the sound of my voice, the Bible says he will pour his spirit on you. Amen? And when he pours his spirit upon you, the first thing that will happen is that you can prophesy. Somebody say, I can prophesy over my life, over my children, over my family, over my business. Amen. Yeah. You can prophesy over your life. Hallelujah. Before you wait for me to come prophesy to you, wake up every day and tell yourself, this man is going somewhere. This man is not an ordinary man. This man is not a local champion. This business is going international. What are you doing? You are prophesying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You are speaking beyond the present. You may be broke. And you have to look at the person you are owing and tell him, I can never be a borrower. Amen. That's not a powerful prophecy. He said, your young men shall see visions. So if you are here, you are young, you should be seeing visions about your life. That is one of the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And visions are prophetic seeds. They are prophetic pictures of your future.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost can show you better things about yourself than some of the prophets you are running after. I'm telling you. There are things God will never tell anybody to tell you. Amen? Never ever tell. Are you hearing me? By himself can tell you through a dream. But by now, you know in this church, not every dream comes from God. Amen? Yeah. How do you know it's not coming from God? All good and perfect gifts come from above. If the dream is not good and perfect, it's not coming from God. If you dream and you are driving, you know, a car you don't like, tell yourself, this one doesn't come from God. Amen? A car that every 1 kilometer it will spoil, you have to push it. That's the dream you had. When you wake up and said, the devil, you are a liar. Amen. If you dream and you see dwarfs chasing you, wake up and tell yourself, devil, you are a liar. This is not my portion. Amen. Not all dreams come from God. Not all visions come from God. Are you hearing me? And if God gives you a dream, he will give you the meaning. So stop running after people. You know, I had a dream. Can you tell me the meaning? I had a dream. Can you? No. If you have a dream, first thing you do, if you think it's from God, pray about it and give it time. The meaning will come to you. The meaning will come to you. Amen. And don't buy any books on interpretation of dreams. The Holy Ghost cannot be controlled like that. He can choose to talk to you in any way he wants. Are you with me? Gift of prophecy. I've already spoken about it. The gift of prophecy is some people, the Holy Spirit enables them to say things that are very prophetic. And when they are saying it, they know that they are not speaking by their own mind. Hallelujah. Yeah. So sometimes prophecy can come to us through the gift of prophecy. And this happens to people who are very disciplined and very matured. Because when the Holy Ghost speaks through them once, every day they want the Holy Ghost to talk. And when the Holy Ghost refuses to talk, they talk for the Holy Ghost. Immaturity. You know, there are certain churches, certain people have been tagged prophetesses and prophets. Every Sunday, they must prophesy. It means that the pastor himself, he has stopped hearing God. So after the pastor finished preaching, then God is now about to prophesy through a congregation member. Oh my God, what kind of ignorance is this? It means that you, the pastor, you have stopped hearing God, you know? And these people come every Sunday and tell the pastor, God says this, God says that, God says this, that. And the pastor is confused. What is God really saying? Because, you know, the pastor is confused. Hallelujah. The gift of prophecy is a manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the lives of people. It happens most to people who are in intercessory ministry, who pray a lot. The Lord can speak to people, ordinary church members, about families, about nations, about individuals. You know, the last time my pastor came, he said that when he became born again and he joined the covenant family, anytime they say he should pray the closing prayer, he started prophesying. And at that time, he was not a pastor. And he prophesied to people at things that happened very accurately. He was not a pastor. That is the gift of prophecy. Amen? But be careful. Nobody should manipulate your life with anything other than the Holy Ghost. Say amen. Because in certain churches, there is all manner of manipulation. You see, the Holy Ghost does not manipulate people. The Holy Ghost does not control people. Anytime you see control, manipulation, intimidation, it is not the Holy Ghost. It is a familiar spirit. It is the spirit of divination. You know, people have the spirit of divination. They can see and know. There's a young girl I did deliverance for before. She said, if she see a pregnant woman, she can tell whether it's a boy or girl. That's divination. That's not the Holy Ghost, I beg you. She herself was telling me that she was demon-possessed. But she can tell, say, you are pregnant with boy or girl. If it was some church, they would have made her prophetess. What do you think? More than ultrasound scan. And you are pregnant, so go and see her. She'll tell you.
Hope you've been blessed by today's message. You can contact Reverend Hubert on 030-340-7970 or 024-33-11201. Remain blessed.